when you feel it open the door. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. This is an offered intention, something to focus on in today's ritual, but of course, if there's something else that you're working on or would like to call into today's session, please do so. Okay, to get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision and begin to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, begin to come in to this moment, into your present awareness, and begin to notice where you are in space, where you are in time, how your body is doing, how your mind is doing. Maybe checking in with your heart, your soul, your spirit. And using this time to remind yourself that this is just for you. These are a few minutes in the day when you get to focus on you. Give yourself permission to do that, to be here with you. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to try and make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really expand your lungs and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone that is here joining us across space and time to share this breath and this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. So you can witness my awesome t-shirt. Okay, I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, I invite you to call back in our intention of purpose, creativity, and anything else that you may have intended or brought into today's session. Our card today is the King of Swords in reverse. And he is sitting on his throne, draped in turquoise and red robes, his sword outstretched, facing us directly in front of a field with some trees, clouds in the background, and butterflies and crescent moons on this pillar behind him. To get the King of Swords in reverse is asking us to think about the impermanence of creativity and how these moments, these sparks of purpose can feel fleeting, right? And that's why we lean into them. That's why we allow them to come through. I think it's wrong to say that creativity can't exist on a schedule. It absolutely can. But I think it's also wrong to say that it doesn't arise in moments of randomness, in happenstance, in synchronicity, in the midst, in media res of whatever it is that we are doing. You will just feel that. Something clicks, right? A few rituals ago, I mentioned something about how when you're laughing with your friends and then you just kind of come into the present moment, it's like, how lucky am I to be here, right? You're just like aware of that all of a sudden. I think creativity, I mean, that is purpose. I probably talked about it. I think it was last week's purpose day. Where just all of a sudden it is. And that's something to pay attention to be mindful of, but not to allow our thoughts to get in the way of allowing the epiphanies of those moments to come through. It's also a little bit tied to what we were talking about earlier in the week about listening, staying open, and allowing these moments of inspiration, of genius. Right? It's making me think of Elizabeth Gilbert's book, Big Magic, and how the idea of creative genius used to not be something that was within us, but was an external genius that is some sort of entity that partners with you, right? That artists and creatives had a genius that would come to them almost as a muse. And when the genius arrives, you need to open the door. And whether or not you agree with this, and however you characterize your purpose, your creativity in terms of external or internal to self and all of that good stuff, we must open the door. When you feel it, open the door. And it's not a, it can't be an analytical, what does this mean? You know, it has to be a heart door opening, like letting a chamber of your heart become unlocked to that feeling in the moment. To move into our mantra, inspired by the King of Swords in reverse and our intention of purpose that manifests as creativity, our mantra is going to be, I unlock my heart. And let that unlocking be and feel whatever it is to you. I say that a lot, the whatever it is to you, but I do think that that is so a part of it, that it's like the reason why rituals are so important is because we practice these things, right? We get into the habit of it, but it is about what you bring to it. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. There's a ringing in my ear. It's about what you bring to it. Sorry, the ringing threw me off track, but I do, that tends to happen as a source thing for me. But here in a moment, we will repeat this mantra. Whoa, my goodness, my words. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat this mantra of I unlock my heart. Okay, whenever you're ready, take this deep breath in. And exhale, repeating the mantra, I unlock my heart. For our practice today, I want you to notice this opening, this unlocking. Stay open throughout the day and allow whatever it is, this thing that is going to come to arise. And then I want you to come back here and let me know what it is you notice. This is an assignment today. This isn't just a reflect on it thing, because I want this to be something that you actively do, right? That you need to stay open so that you can come back and let me know and drop it in the comments. Stay open so you can come back and let me know what it is that strikes you, that hits you. And you don't have to go make something with it yet. You don't have to do your magnum opus overnight, but notice something and let me know. How does it strike you? Thank you all very much for being here with me today. If you enjoyed today's ritual, please share it with someone that you think would also enjoy this ritual, or maybe just needs to hear this today. And I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening, watching, participating in this ritual, please follow, subscribe, leave us a like, a 5-star rating, a review, a comment down below. All of these things let me know that you like this, that it's something I should keep doing and supports me in doing this, in being able to continue doing this work. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.